With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been a wild ride today for the nation's 45th president. A New York court has agreed to hold off collection of Donald Trump's $450 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up a $175 million bond within 10 days. Mr. Trump says, you bet. A New York judge presiding over Mr. Trump's hush money case, scolding the former president's lawyers, and he has rescheduled that trial for April 15th. Russia launching a new series of missile attacks on Ukraine's capital.
This attack on Ukraine's capital came almost without warning, which is unusual. Seconds after the air raid alert sounded, we heard loud explosions here in Kyiv. Ukraine's Air Force's commander says Russia fired two ballistic missiles from Crimea. Both were intercepted by air defenses, but falling rocket parts landed on a central district of the city. One multi-story building next to a block of flats has been completely destroyed, and debris fell on at least two other parts of Kyiv. The mayor says several people have been injured. Overnight, there were drone attacks on Odessa and on Mykolaiv in the south. Officials say all but one of those drones were shot down.
BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford. Also at SRNnews.com, don't look now, but gasoline prices on the up.
It's $3.53 a gallon today, says the AAA, up 7 cents in a week, up 27 cents in a month. It's not consumer demand that's pushing prices up, says the AAA. It's more that oil prices are rising. The AAA's Andrew Gross says gas prices are a lot like seasonal temperatures. They start to rise with the arrival of spring. The cheapest prices are in parts of the Midwest and the South. The most expensive gas? Well, welcome to California, where gas is $4.99 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley.
And this is SRN News. A church in Arizona is going to court.
Gethsemane Baptist is suing the city of San Luis over a food donation program. Church officials say their practice of handing out food to families in need has been stopped by the city because it is attracting too many people in violation of zoning laws. But the congregation has been providing food to the poor for 25 years and argues that the fact more people need it now is no reason to shut down the ministry. The complaint has been filed in federal court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota court has sent a transgender athlete's lawsuit back to a trial court to determine if the man was legally denied entry to women's competitions. J.C. Cooper, a man living as a woman, is suing USA Powerlifting over the calls of violation of the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Official says Cooper was barred because he went through puberty as a male. This is SRN News. Huge earthquake rocking New Guinea. Here's correspondent Charles De Ledesma.
A magnitude 6.9 earthquake has hit a remote part of western Papua New Guinea, killing at least some people and causing extensive damage to around 1,000 homes. The quake rocked the East Sepik region at about 6:20 a.m. local time on Sunday at a depth of 25 miles. The province's governor, Alan Bird, said the area was already dealing with widespread flooding from earlier in March, adding shelter, clean water, food and canvases to keep belongings dry are the most immediate pressing needs for the village communities. Local emergency crews were already active in the region because of the flooding when the earthquake struck. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials are off 130 points, S&P 500 down 7. NASDAQ trying to make a day of it, though, now in the green, up more than 4 points. More details at srnnews.com.